Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. President Donald Trump is insisting the U.S. can take and develop Gaza once Palestinians are out. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Trump is doubling down on his suggestions that the U.S. can control and redevelop Gaza after it's emptied of Palestinians. It's an audacious plan to essentially remake the Middle East, and the president says it wouldn't cost the U.S. a thing.
We're not going to buy anything. We're going to have it, and we're going to keep it.
In the Oval Office.
Take it under what authority? It is sovereign territory.
Under the U.S. authority.
Without saying what that is, the president spoke alongside Jordanian King Abdullah, whose nation and others in the Arab world would likely have to agree to accept more Palestinian refugees for the plan to work. The president yesterday suggested he might withhold U.S. aid to Jordan, Egypt, and others if needed as a way of pressuring them to take more Palestinians. But today,
I don't have to threaten that. I think we're above that.
And reveled in saying a newly rebuilt Gaza would be exciting for Palestinians.
I did very well with real estate. I can tell you about real estate. They're going to be in love with it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The first phase of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is supposed to last 6 weeks, but 3 weeks in, both Israel and Hamas are accusing the other of violating the deal, and Hamas's threat to delay freeing more hostages has prompted Israel to prepare to resume fighting if needed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Tuesday threatened to withdraw from the ceasefire unless hostages are released Saturday. His statement came after Hamas threatened to call off scheduled hostage releases and as Trump insisted on additional hostage releases in what would be a departure from the agreement on the table. This is VOA News. Canada says it will stand up strongly and firmly against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says U.S. tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum would be entirely unjustified given the closeness of the two countries and how the economies are integrated.
We should be doing more together, not fighting with each other. But Canadians will stand up strongly and firmly if we need to.
On Monday, President Trump raised tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 25%.
We will be working with the American administration over the coming weeks to highlight the negative impacts on Americans and Canadians of these unacceptable tariffs.
Trudeau spoke at the sidelines of the Paris AI Summit. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian forces have targeted Ukraine's energy and gas infrastructure in a massive missile attack, while Ukrainian drones struck an important oil refinery inside Russia, officials said. International efforts are afoot to stop the fighting, with President Donald Trump's senior advisors expected to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines of this week's Munich Security Conference. Zelensky said late Monday that Trump representatives will visit Ukraine this week ahead of Munich without providing details. As the Paris Artificial Intelligence Summit came to a close Tuesday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged global leaders and high-tech companies to act responsibly with the new and powerful technology. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The summit has drawn world leaders, top tech executives, and policymakers to debate AI's impact on security, economics, and governance. And in his remarks, the UN chief addressed those questions directly.
Who decides what problems AI should or should not resolve? Who benefits most from its deployment? Who bears the cost of its mistakes? These questions affect everyone, and so the answers must also involve everyone.
Guterres said it is in the world's best interest for governments and technology leaders to commit to global guardrails and share best practices for fair use of AI technology. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Spanish government will grant one-year residency and work permits to potentially 25,000 foreigners affected by the catastrophic flash floods that hit the eastern part of the country last October. Spain's cabinet approved the extraordinary measure on Tuesday. It is aimed at facilitating paperwork for those living irregularly in the towns affected. It is part of the government's recovery and reconstruction plan after the floods in the Valencia region killed 227 people and destroyed countless homes and businesses. Additionally, foreigners who lost relatives in the floods will be given five-year residency. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.